Hello, Chris.
Hello. Good morning.
What's the word? Give me a full report.
I got a wood rot situation on a front exterior door.
Okay.
The door, I mean, it was, I bought it, I replaced it new probably 8 or 9 years ago. It's a metal door, you know, wood jams, but I put the best primers and paint that money can buy on it, and at the bottom, this thing faces west, so the weather beats it. And but at the base on the jams it's starting to rot.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine had noticed when he looked at it that he said the wood, it looked like the jam had been finger joined.
It
wasn't a solid piece of wood, and he said that wasn't a good situation, a good design or whatever. But it's there, and I got to deal with the situation.
Okay. Well, there's hundreds of thousands of doors this is happening to, and I'll tell you why. The wood that the manufacturers have been using for these jams is hybridized wood. It's fast growing. The cell structure in that wood is wide open,
and
it readily absorbs water. I think some of them have tried to use water preservatives in this wood, and it's not worked very well.
Okay.
So the finger joining, that doesn't bother me so much because that's actually engineered lumber. A lot of lumber out there today is finger jointed, and it really makes a wise use of some of our natural resources. So that's, and if they use the right glue and it's done right, the finger joining is just fine.
Okay.
So that's not an issue. The issue was the type of wood that was used and the fact that it really wasn't waterproof the best way. Now, here, you've only got two options. Option one is to put a new door in, which is very expensive and time-consuming. Option number two is to, if you were to strip the paint off the jam now, that
mm-hmm.
you can see, this, I would highly recommend doing this. I would actually strip the paint off all the visible wood. You can, if you got access to the Internet,
yeah.
If you go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but on the left-hand side, one of the navigation words is insects, you know, like insects, you know, bugs.
Okay.
Click that word, and one of the columns that will come up on the next screen talks about treating wood for termites, and you actually use a borate chemical. It's very safe. It's totally non-toxic to humans. It's a powder that you mix with water. And you actually spray the wood with this, and it soaks into the wood.
Before you would paint it?
Yeah, exactly. You'll spray it into the wood spray it in like 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Maybe even just leave the wood open for a week and just, you know, like spray it every hour.
Mm-hmm.
In it. And, you know, you just keep soaking it in. And these borate chemicals, not only do they repel termites, and I don't necessarily think this is a termite issue, it's a wood rot issue. Well, what wood rot is, all wood rot is, a lot of people know this, it's just fungus that, or fungi, if there's more than one, that is growing in the wood. The fungi start to grow, and what happens, they actually, the roots of the fungi, you know, eat the soil. I mean, they eat the wood as if it's the soil. See what I mean? Okay, so the borate chemicals are poisonous to like 98% of the fungi that are out there.
Okay.
So that it's really, really cool stuff. Now, to repair the wood, this is really this is important because, you know, you've got some soft stuff. You're probably going to have to cut it out.
Right.
There's a really neat company out there that specializes in making these wood restoration epoxies, fortifiers, all kinds of really cool stuff for rotted wood. It's called Abatron, Abatron.
Okay.
And their website, that's exactly what it is, www.abatron.com.
Okay.
Great company, great products.
Okay.
You're going to love them, man. I mean, they've got everything you need to restore the wood to make it look right. It's almost like you're going to be doing body work. You know how you see the guys put the putty on, the fiberglass
and
stuff, and then they got to kind of shape it and sand
it.
That's what Abatron makes, but instead of doing it for metal, they make it for wood.
Okay.
Great company. So that's but I want you to treat that wood with the borates.
Okay.
So that you never have the problem again.
So we go ahead and we get back down to the wood.
Yeah.
I mean, to strip that off there. I'm going to replace the brick molding so I don't have to mess with that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I have actual extra brick molding,
oh.
So I can replace that.
Well, do the same thing, though, with that new brick molding, though. See, in other words, when you go to put the brick molding on, you're going to have the problem again unless you treat it.
All right. So, I got the, even though the brick molding's only primered on one side, but just go ahead, you're saying, and get this stuff saturated with the boric chemicals, once I get it there, then go ahead and tackle the actual wood repair.
That's right.
With
now,
the Abitron product.
Yeah, but here's the best part. When you pull that brick mold off, guess what? You've now got access to the back side of that jam. You know, the side that faces the rough wood studs. See what
All
I mean?
Right.
So that if you can somehow...
Hit that too
with the borate stuff.
Okay.
Oh, man. Now, here's the important part. With your new brick molding, I want you to mix up some of that borate solution and put it in a small container like a coffee can.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to take the brick molding, the new brick mold, I want you to treat it just like a Christmas tree. Have you ever gotten a live Christmas tree and they tell you to cut the bottom off the tree
right. And
put it in water?
Right.
Okay, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to take the new brick mold. You're going to cut a quarter inch off the bottom of that brick molding.
Off each end?
Off each end, the end that's going to sit down on the threshold.
Oh, okay.
I mean? And you're going to set that brick molding. You're going to stand it up in the corner of your garage. You're going to actually...
Put it right in the can?
You're going to put it in the can and you're going to leave it there for 2 days.
Okay.
See what I mean? So that
sure.
you're gonna soak up into the bottom of that brick molding,
okay.
And make sure you set the something in the bottom of the can so that you know that the solution can get to the bottom of the wood. You know what I mean? You don't want to block it off by setting it right on the bottom of the metal. See what I mean?
Right.
You know, like a
right.
piece of screening,
a little riser,
or something, so that it can get up in there.
Right.
Oh man, you do that, you're gonna be bulletproof, baby.
That sounds great. The Abitron products is really what I was.
That's what you need.
But yeah, to make the repairs.
Yeah.
But to do all that work and for it to happen again, the boric chemical application is going to keep that from happening again.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
Sounds great.
All right, man. That's why I'm here. I was bred for my skills and magic.
I'm telling you. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Tim.
Chris. Okay, buddy.
Have a good day.
All right, to you too.
Right.
Bye bye.